RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around.
All across this land, like North Dakota, little towns up here. That's the only kind of towns we've got, is little towns here in North Dakota. And I'm in one of them. This is James Kelso, your host on the Trump Phenomenon, which is in all across this land, and from Northern California to South Alabama. And thank you for being part of the Trump Phenomenon. The fact that you're a listener to this show, unless you just stumbled into the door, means that you are cognizant of and a participant in the Trump Phenomenon. You're part of the movement that Donald Trump created. And obviously, he didn't create it all by himself. But let's put it this way. Without Donald Trump, would it exist? No, it would not. of course, it's somehow Donald Trump. Well, here, let me give the date here before I do that. For archival purposes, this is May 24th, 2019. And we got it all in there. James Kelso, Trump phenomenon, all of that stuff. And you, oh, another piece of housekeeping. You can call in at 800-313-9443. You should have, by now, you should have that number as part of your tattoo of your girlfriend on your arm there, or your boyfriend. And because that number seems to stay the same for years upon years. Let's hope it does stay for years and years, the same phone number. It's so burned into my brain that it, at some point it's going to burn through my brain and then I'll forget it. So that's actually already happened on the show, is that I blanked out on our phone number. So maybe I need to have a tattoo. I don't have a tattoo yet. I think I need a tattoo maybe of the call-in number. And you can call in with whatever wisdom, thoughts, objections, arguments. You want to give Kelso a good drubbing? Okay, step into the ring, my friend. Step into the octagon. And all in good fun. Here we are. We're going to document the last 24 hours of the Trump phenomenon. Of course, we don't even pretend to do that because nobody can. Who can keep up with this man? He is a phenomenon, after all. Let us go to some of my favorite places and find a few of my favorite things, one of which is Donald Trump's Twitter account. Okay, this is always exciting. When I hit refresh on his Twitter account, the last time I checked in on his Twitter account, he had posted that 71% of voters rate the economy as excellent or good. The highest number in more than 18 years. That's good. That's nice. A Quinnipiac poll. But now I'm going to hit refresh on his Twitter account. And let's see how many times he's tweeted. What's that song? Is it Fats Domino or who was it? The Rockin' Robin. He tweets something. I can't remember the lyrics in the song. Anyway, Rockin' Donald John. Let's see how many times he's tweeted. He just tweeted 28 minutes ago. I'm going to do a quick count here, if you don't mind. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 tweets in 24 hours. I mean, my gosh. So that allows, that's one tweet an hour allowing for 4 hours of sleep and 2 hours of brushing his teeth and saying goodnight to Melania. Oh, my gosh. What a he-man is Donald John Trump. Let's look for some of the gems here. With 18 tweets, there are going to be some gems. Here's a great one. Donald Trump, 5 hours ago, he tweets a cartoon from somebody, a cartoonist. Let me look closely at his name. It looks like Bronco at legalinsurrection.com. Branco, B-R-A-N-C-O. And it's a cartoon that shows three people, James Comey, James Clapper, and John Brennan. And the three guys are all looking quite unhappy. And all three guys with both forefingers are pointing at the other two guys. that is perfect. And of course, that's exactly what's going on. They're running for the tall grass, folks, because somebody's going to jail. If Bill Barr hangs in there, if they don't get to Bill Barr the way they got to Jeff Sessions, and we still don't know, you know, who knows? What the hell happened to Jeff Sessions? My gosh, what did they do to him? Someday it may be revealed, maybe in a deathbed confession, who knows? But if they, short of doing that to Bill Barr, whatever the hell they did to Jeff Sessions, somebody's going to jail. And their names might be Brennan, Clapper, and Comey. Now, we're not talking pipsqueaks here. We're talking the director, former of the Obama directors of the CIA, National Intelligence, and the FBI. DNI, Director of National Intelligence. That was James Clapper. And they and many others could go to jail. And frankly, remember Donald Trump was asked? The reporter said, what do you mean by the word treason, Mr. President? The Constitution's penalty for that is death. I like to say Sparky, the electric chair. Pick your favorite form of death here for malefactors. And the president said, well, certainly Clapper. No, he said Comey, McCabe. I think he mentioned Strzok and his girlfriend. But then, very pointing upwards, Donald Trump pointing some fingers. Their bosses. Their bosses. And who are their bosses? There are only two, Loretta Lynch and Barack. So, my gosh. And this is in an answer to a question about the death sentence. How are the liberals going to handle that? I mean, if Barack Obama, I mean, he is guilty of treason. Loretta Lynch is guilty of treason. Clapper, Comey, Brennan, Strzok, Page, every single member of this criminal cabal is guilty of treason. And yes, death is the penalty mentioned in the Constitution and is appropriate and would be appropriate. And I believe, my personal belief, if I were sitting on a jury, I'd say, yeah. Get out Sparky, tune up Sparky. Okay. And if you want to call in, let me look at the caller board here. Let me just check in to see where we are. Let me make sure I don't hit the wrong button here. Callers, where would you guys show up? Skype keeps changing on me. And I'll find it. The engineer will get my attention one way or the other. And here we are. Yeah, I'm looking at the screen right here. So I don't see any callers. And so you're welcome at 800-313-9443 to call in. All right, let's go to another tweet from the man this show is dedicated to. Whoa, look at this. The president's on his way to Japan. Boy, am I out of touch. Departed the White House 6 hours ago. He shows himself getting into Marine One. And now he's tweeting at this point, I am on Air Force One with the First Lady heading to Japan, Nihon, and looking forward to honoring on behalf of the United States, His Majesty, the Emperor of Japan. I will also be discussing trade and military with my friend, Prime Minister Abe Shinzo. So very nice. Konnichiwa. We'll hear, isn't that nice? He's on this monster of a plane, the most expensive plane on Earth. I think he said that the other day. And humongous. Who knows what the capabilities of Air Force One are? Who knows what can shoot out of that thing? And who knows what defenses it has? I think one thing I very strongly suspect that those four big engines on Air Force One are not anything like the four big engines on a normal 747. I don't think so. I'll bet you those are custom, special built engines that can make that baby scream. I'm just saying it. I have no information to that effect. I don't know. I'm sure it's utterly classified. But I'll bet you that 747 can maybe pass some of the fighter jets that fly cover on it. I'll bet it can outfly some of those. Just my thought. Let's see here. And what else have we got here? Well, let's go to the most recent tweets. Oh, look at this. He took off from Japan. In Alaska with our great troops departing shortly for Japan. Of course, that's a normal stop on the route to Japan, is to stop somewhere in Alaska. So there he is with our military in Alaska. Let's see if he has something to say. Here he is. Let's listen to his voice, his most recent
speech. We're here in Alaska on our way to Japan. We're with our great military. These are great, great future leaders, right? Future leaders. And they're going to all be famous after this. But we just got off the plane. I wanted to say hello, and these are tremendous people. So thank you all very much.
Thank you, sir.
Boy, does the military love Donald Trump. Okay, that was just a little clip of some really surprised troops in Alaska who said, after this, you're all going to be famous. And then the president tweets 4 hours ago, so now we'll get down to brass tacks here. The Democrats, he says, the Democrats want a second shot at Bob Mueller, are very unhappy with the no collusion report. They should not be allowed to play this game any longer. No second chances. Must get back to work. So bad for our country. And as Donald Trump says, so true. Let's look for another great tweet here. He spoke with the newly elected Prime Minister of India. He sent a congratulation to Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, one of the good ones, one of the great ones. His book, Sacred Duty, A Soldier's Tour at Arlington National Cemetery, and Tom Cotton served on that honor guard there at Arlington, just hit the bestseller list. I was at Arlington yesterday, Memorial Day, honoring, and the people there were so grateful for Tom's inspiring portrait of the old guard. Great job, Tom Cotton. Let's see here. Lindsey Graham is retweeted by the president or quoted. And he says, he quotes Devin Nunes. Here's one of our heroes, Devin Nunes. Boy, what a job he's done. And he's on Fox with Shannon Bream, and he says this, intelligence agencies were used against an American president. Now think about that. Let that sink in, folks. Intelligence agencies were used against an American president. Think CIA. Think John Brennan. Don't think NSA and oh my gosh, I can't believe I've forgotten his name. Is it Michael Moore? No, that's Michael. Somebody help me. The director of the NSA, who in this, according to Joe DiGenova, is one of the heroes. The director of the NSA is one of the guys. See, he's got access. I didn't get to talk about this yesterday. Let me look him back up and see so I can, or somebody in the audience help me. But as a director of the NSA, he's got the biggest staff of any of the intelligence agencies. He may have the greatest technical means, that is the most satellites, the most computer capability. The size of the staff is secret. The size of the budget is secret. The headquarters is somewhere, is it there near Bethesda, Maryland? It's in that area. It's so secret that somebody built an office building nearby that the NSA, that builder of that building, got a phone call from the NSA saying, sir, your building's too high. Ooh, yes, because it could see. It had a line of sight to the NSA headquarters. That was not acceptable. We'll be right back.
Men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Hey, Big Bad John. Donald John Trump, that is. It's Mike Rogers. I was thinking of Roger Moore, I think. James Bond. James Bond. It's Admiral Mike Rogers, who is the head of the NSA. Now he retired as the head of the NSA. But as knowledgeable and inside person as Joe DiGenova, says Mike Rogers, who are the heroes? You have to ask yourself the question, those messages between the lovebirds, Strzok and Page, how did we ever get to see those? Somebody had access to those, and that somebody turned them over, released them to the public. Now, who could that be? Who would do such a thing? Who has that much power? Who could take a look at the text messages between the lovebirds, Page and Strzok? From what I've been told, the NSA can see everything. Everything. everywhere. Whew. Okay, that includes Page and Strzok. They would be an easy target for the NSA to see. So I'm not saying that Admiral Mike Rogers is the reason that we were able to see those devastating messages. I don't know that, and I'm not intimating that. But he's, Joe DiGenova says he's one of the heroes. And whoever released among the heroes that will someday be able to be credited is whoever released those Strzok Page text messages. Those changed a lot of minds. Those convinced a lot of people. When Peter Strzok said, you know, the president wants to know everything we're doing, when he said, there's no way that Trump will be elected. We're going to have an insurance policy. I have the ability to stop Trump. When Strzok said those things and things, you know, that are approximately like that, boy, that got a lot of people's attention. And Lisa Page isn't just a girlfriend. She was the lead attorney for Deputy FBI Director McCabe. So she's, you know, the top attorney, talking to the head of counterintelligence for the FBI. These are not small fry. Let's see here. I don't see any callers. Let me just scroll down here and see if any callers have meandered into the show. I don't see any. Let's go back to the president and his prolific tweeting. Donald Trump tweets 22 hours ago. He's referring to things like, you know, places and people and institutions like the Republic Broadcasting Network. He says, when is Twitter going to allow the very popular conservative voices that it has so viciously shut down back into the open? It is time. There you go, folks. There's the president defending you. As they say in New Jersey, poisonally. Then he said, he tweets right ahead of that. He says, wow, CNN ratings. Oh, I'll imitate that. Who's that? The guy, the Hungarian guy on YouTube. Wow. Wow. CNN ratings are way down. Record lows. People are getting tired of so many fake stories and anti-Trump lies. Chris Cuomo was rewarded for the lowest morning ratings with a primetime spot, which is failing badly and not helping the dumbest man. Oh, God, this is good. The dumbest man on television. You know, who do you think he's going to name? Think of who your nominee would be for the dumbest man on television. And I'll give you a clue. His last name is the name of a fruit. Don Lemon. And Tucker Carlson makes fun of it by calling him Don Lemon. I forget, one or the other. It must be that Lemon must have at one point or another styled himself in the French style, Don Lemon. It's Don Lemon. And he is a lemon. And he is, according to the president, the dumbest man on television. I see. I like that about Donald Trump. He's not skittish about saying what he thinks. Like, is he like a politically correct person would not say that? Because why? Why would you not say that Don Lemon is the dumbest man on television? Why would any politically correct person never say that? And they never have. They don't. They never do. Why would that be? Because Don Lemon is black. So if you say that Don Lemon is the dumbest man on television, now you're a racist. Not for Donald Trump. He's just honest. He's not a racist. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hey, we're back, folks. Thanks for joining us. And boy, that engineer is on the ball there at the Republic Broadcasting Network. And now it's time for me to pound the table a little bit, demanding some money. Come on, you guys. Get out your wallet, get out your checkbook, get out your credit card, and send some money into the Republic Broadcasting Network. Just go look at republicbroadcasting.org. You'll see there different ways that you can send in money. And if you haven't sent in some money, send in some money. If you have, send in some more. And if you send in a little, send in a lot. And, you know, think big. You know, it's, have you ever, I mean, I'm a poor man, but I know I've made, I think, what's the biggest contribution I ever made to anybody on something? I'm not sure, but I know I've contributed over $1,000 at a pop to various causes, you know, where I just got moved by the spirit during a fundraiser or whatever. And I wrote a check for $1,000 and more. I think considerably more, actually, at some point. And and I'm a poor man, happy but poor. So go ahead. It's not going to hurt. Write a big check. Send it to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and you're going to get what the RBN will guarantee you is that you'll get these great shows that you get, like Mike Rivero's show and like John Stadtmiller's show. So they do the work, they volunteer their time and their effort and really work hard for you. And all, really, basically, when you send in money, what you're paying for is mostly the means, the technical means, so that these voices can get to you. There's nobody, put this way, even, I'll tell you what, nobody's getting rich at RBN, and nobody's making any money at RBN, and nobody ever will. Sad to say, you're just trying to keep the doors open, keep the electricity turned on, and your money does that. And what John Stadtmiller is doing all the time is his initial ambition, which he still maintains, is to build a network. That is to get, when he gets a great host like Mike Ribeiro on the air, get him to lots and lots of radio stations, get him all over the internet, get him networked out there. Don't just run a shoutcast, network him all over the place. And that's exactly what John Stadtmiller does if you make it possible with your donation. So get that going. Let's look over, see here. I love, you know, I haven't commented on this. I meant to, and I keep forgetting about how big our media, the kind of stuff that John Stadtmiller is building. We're actually getting big, folks, in our alternative media. Breitbart is the best and leading example of that. And what are the evidences of this? I'll give you one evidence. I'm looking here at an article. This is one that was came out today. How about that? Came out today, and it's entitled, the author is Charlie Spearing, and the title is "We're Exposing Everything: Donald Trump Cheers Declassification of Russia Hoax Investigation." And Tom Fitton comments on this. Oh, this is big. He says, big, big. Because Tom Fitton knows that the gems are in this stuff that Donald Trump is declassifying. And the and then he's authorizing Bill Barr to declassify. But here's the comment I want to make. This article, I'm looking at it, at Breitbart, there's a comment section. People can comment. Well, this article came out today, and it already has 5,906 comments. That's a lot of comments. That's a big audience. I've never actually commented on a Breitbart article, as many thousands of them as I've read. So how many people, if you've got 5,900 people commenting, how many people are reading? A lot. More than watch CNN, I guarantee it. And look at the intelligence of the comments, backing up Mike Romero's comment that, you know, people like the audience at RBN and people that read Breitbart, these are the wisest people around. This first commenter says, start building the gallows. I'll get the popcorn. The next. Oh, I got a caller. Okay. Oh, Ed in Iowa. That's, hey, Ed, you're more interesting than I am. What's up, Ed?
What do you say there, James?
Hey, I'm glad you called. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to say that I think that you're probably one of the most intelligent people on RBN, because you are bringing up the thing that's going on, and it's really true that Donald Trump is trying to push to bring this country back. And one of the most important things that, about Donald Trump being doing what he's doing, is the fact that it's going to give the people themselves the power to help him bring it all back. And I say that because I know you don't understand what I'm doing, but I am working to teach people how to regain back what they lost in 1870. And that is their birthright. Their birthright was thrown away. Well, not thrown away. It was just suspended. That's the word, suspended. In 1870, and then in 1906, they further suspended it. And I found all this by doing all my deep research in the law. But anyway, it's going to give us.
I agree with you. Ed, I agree with you. First, let me say I agree with everything, every word you just said. And secondly, yeah. Let me thank you for your overly generous words in appreciation of what we're doing here on this show. You know, it really, I really makes me happy to hear someone like you. I mean, it's obvious. You know, I always use the, I use the phrase a lot. You know, Donald Trump gets it, and Ed, you get it. And I don't want to impugn anybody who is, you know, not quite as much of a cheerleader for Trump as you are or as I am. But he really, you know, I felt this at a gut level. I felt this when I first met the man. I didn't know much about Trump at all until he came down the golden escalator. I hadn't read his books. Right. Shame on me. And I hadn't appreciated his genius. I had no idea he was a genius or how important a philosopher he is. But boy, after, you know, just after the first couple of speeches of hers, of his that I heard, man, I knew I was in the presence of a great mind and a great spirit. But go ahead, Ed, it's your mic.
Yeah, well, you know, I read an article I got off the internet from one of his cronies. It was real hard to find. I found it finally, but I read this article, and this guy was a real close friend of Donald Trump. And he said, Donald Trump, people don't know this, but Donald Trump follows very closely the Sun Tzu's principles of war. And he said, if he will get his way one way or the other because he knows the principles very well. And it doesn't matter, you know, what you come at him with, he's always going to get you. And I noticed that he's in one of the Sun Tzu's principles, and that is taking people out from the rear. In other words, you know, in war, you do fight from the front. You do have a front line, but your best technique is to take them out from the rear. And he does that. And he's following those principles very definitely. And that's what we should have been doing all this time, is following those principles, because those principles are great. I mean, if you read them, they really do go to the point. And another thing another thing I wanted to bring up to everybody, and I hadn't heard anybody say this yet, but what's going to happen when Trump is out of office? Has anybody thought about that? I don't know if anybody has, but
Ed, you ask a very, very important question, and let's hope and pray that time when he's out of office is the year 20, let's see, what will be the exact date that he'll be out of office?
It'll 2024. Be
2024, and whoever's elected in November of 2024 will be sworn in January of 2025.
And you know who's going to be? You know who it's going to be, don't you?
No, I don't.
Well, if you had watched his last campaign, in what was it? I don't know. It's Florida. Where was that? I can't remember where it was. The last campaign before he landed, his son John Jr. was there, and he got up there and he made a real long speech to the people. And so, what you're going to see during this campaign, this 2020 campaign, you're going to see John Jr. show up quite often. And
Ed, I'm going to comment on that. It's a brilliant observation by you, my friend. I'm going to comment on that. Mm-hmm. I noticed something. I mentioned this to my daughter this week. I was listening to Don Jr. He was being interviewed on Fox, and he was sharp as a tack. He was smart.
Yep.
He was very well informed, and he was much more. He had a much greater command of everything in this appearance. Mm-hmm. I saw him on Fox this week than the younger man that I remember 2 years ago, who was good. He was good, but I think he's great now. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I was thinking that same thought as I watched him. I'll give you an example. The Fox people were, you know, talking and, you know, so on, overanalyzing things. I mean, very well, very good job. But Donald Jr. did what his dad does. He compressed and he distilled the thought, and he said about the 2020 election, he said, it's communism versus freedom. And they were kind of all stunned, you know, like, well, what do you mean? What, you mean socialism? And he says, it's the same thing. Communism, socialism, same thing. And he's right.
Right.
And he said, it's communism versus freedom. And everybody was kind of just taken aback. And he nailed it. That's what his father does. His father just bang, he says it very clearly. And I was so impressed. And so I said to my daughter, I think this guy might be running for president in 2024. Just your thought.
He definitely is. There's no doubt about it, because I think Donald Trump's going to do all these good things and then just leave office and let the Democrats have it back, do you?
No.
I don't think so. No way, Jose. That's not going to happen. And then when Donald Jr. does his 8 years, and he will, then son Eric will come in, and Eric will do another 8 years, because the people will vote for him. I promise you, they will. If they follow what Donald Trump's doing, and they will, and Donald Trump will be behind him as long as he lives to help him in office. Right. And as long as they follow their father, and the people see that they're following their father, we got another, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 more years of the Trump family in office. So I don't know what will happen after that, but at least maybe Barron will be old enough to take the presidency. I don't know.
My daughter's got a crush on Barron, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, he may be the last one to get into office, but I mean, there's 20 years, you know, Donald Trump plus his two sons for after the 2020 election. That's that'd be good, because that'll bring the Dems to a halt. I mean, that party is going to be knocked completely out. I don't think it's going to rise for another 50 years at least. If that soon, I doubt very seriously if it'll ever rise again, because it doesn't go along with what the people want.
And it doesn't go along with what the patriotic people like you there in Iowa, what you want. And as long as the matter is left up to our people, yes, you're right. But the sad, I don't mean to be a wet blanket here, but of course the bad news is that there are other people flooding into our country, and for them, the opposite is true. And so, sad story there. But Ed, hey, brother, you're not that far south of me there in Iowa. Iowa's kind of a neighbor to North Dakota. You're right next to South Dakota.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Thanks for calling, buddy. Thanks for calling.
All right, have a good one, man.
To Ed. All right, that was Ed from Iowa, and let's see. Nothing new on the call board there. I don't see any other callers coming in. I didn't have to pay Ed that much money to say all those good things about me. thank you, Ed. Let's see. But look at these comments. I was mentioning how, a good sign that our media, like RBN, is really reaching a lot of people, and that they're really smart. Go down these comments lists on these websites. Let me hit refresh and see if it's like there have been a lot of comments since I started talking. Let's just see. Let's just look at this. People commenting away. The people are commenting away on these articles on Breitbart. And I just like the intelligence. Here's what it says. Nancy has lost control of her mental faculties. Nadler is in the hospital, and May, referring to Theresa May, is crying. That's some of the news that we covered the last 24 hours. Donald Trump said he felt sorry for her. Theresa May, what a basket case. What a story. Round and around the mulberry bush she went, instead of just going straight for Brexit. And she's still acting as if she ever wanted Brexit. And that she's acting, I think she's faking it. I think she's pretending. I think she's lying. I don't think she ever supported Brexit. I think she's been a Remainer from the get-go. And I think that what she did, what she's saying now, that she's sorry it didn't succeed and so on, I think she's just covering her ass so that the public does not realize she intentionally sabotaged Brexit. So anyway, that's good stuff. Good stuff there. Let's go back to the president. And here's Tom Fitton. The president retweets Tom Fitton. And notice that the president is retweeting all the really important people that count for us patriots. Tom Fitton is one of those people. Tom Fitton would be a hell of a good presidential candidate, or senatorial, or congressional, or anything else. A great cabinet appointment. He's not even an attorney. Hey, to his credit, like Donald Trump. He says, this is big. Donald Trump authorizes AG, Attorney General Barr, to declassify Spygate docs from all agencies. Ooh, and Tom Fitton's right. You know, his group, Judicial Watch, their specialty is getting documents, unearthing, and then causing, via the Freedom of Information Act, forcing, with a lawsuit, because they always get denied whenever they come upon the great documents that need to be released. And remember, people don't know this about their government. You know, all those government documents of your government, actually it's supposed to be that those are your documents. A very limited reason for ever withholding any from you. Reasons of national security only. We'll be back after this break. See you then.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Yeah, indeed, and we just got to one more segment in which to do it. Thank you very much for joining the Trump phenomenon today. One of the things I really enjoy about Donald Trump is his appreciation of the others who get it around the world, like Nigel Farage. Nigel Farage appeared quite early in the Trump campaign on the campaign trail. Remarkable thing. Spoke on the stump for Donald Trump. And, of course, he is the guy who put UKIP on the map, United Kingdom Independence Party. And when they abandoned their Nigel Farage approach, they went down the tubes. They abandoned Brexit, and they went down the tubes on that. And now Nigel Farage has started a Brexit party. And here's the interesting thing. Donald Trump, you know, he appreciates Viktor Orban. He appreciates Marine Le Pen. He appreciates Nigel Farage. So these patriot nationalists around the world, they comprise a really important network. And here's a hot news story confirming it once again. President Donald Trump has reportedly asked for Brexit party leader Nigel Farage to be included on the guest list for his state banquet with the Queen during his visit to the United Kingdom next month. See that little touch there? I want Nigel in the audience. Friends of Mr. Farage have suggested that the Brexit party leader has been invited to the white tie dinner despite protestations by senior British politicians, including Prime Minister Theresa May. Oh, Theresa May doesn't want Nigel Farage there. Well, stick it in your pipe and smoke it, Theresa May. Who gives a rat's ass what you want? You screwed up Brexit for 3 years. What a disgraceful person. Anyway, so you know what? I think Nigel Farage is going to be there because the president has requested that he be there. Now, here's the news. Mr. Trump is due to visit the United Kingdom from June 3rd to June 5th, coming right up. While in Britain, he will take part in commemorations for the 75th anniversary of D-Day. That's going to be really something. A bunch of veterans going back to, well, there aren't that many, are there anymore? But some men who landed on Normandy, they're going to be there for the 75th anniversary. A lot of my ancestors came from Normandy with William the Conqueror. Those were all Normans. Norman, where does the name Normandy come from? Norsemen from Norway. That's how I found out the surprise that 25% of my blood is Norwegian. I had no idea because of my Norman ancestors. Under existing rules, U.S. president isn't allowed to invite a small delegation. Let's hope Nigel is in that. And let's hope you're in the audience with us Sunday. Skip Saturday and go to Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time for the Trump phenomenon. See you then.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.